Thank you, Third Short. Welcome back. Gloom, despair, agony on me, deep dark depression, endless misery. I'm sure we all felt that way after the Seattle game, right? It was really disappointing. And it's so disappointing, there's like a hangover. For me anyway, and it doesn't go away for days. However, this morning I was looking at tape, and I saw something that made me happy. And I'm going to share it with you in this Chalk Talk, because maybe it'll make you happy too, okay? Deal? All right. Now, let's roll the tape. This is just an ordinary, everyday screen pass in the fourth quarter. Okay, and you can see it setting up, and you see the screen forming. And the first thing I want you to look at is our young rookie center right here, Corey Linsley. Now, watch what he does. Defender coming, tries to dip underneath him, but Corey won't have any of it, and he puts him on the ground. Okay, that's a good thing. We like that, okay? Now I want you to focus in on Josh sitting right here, number 71. Okay, watch what he does. They're tackling Eddie Lacy. He grabs a Seattle Seahawk and tosses him on the ground right there, okay? I don't know if that's legal, but I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it, okay? Now, okay, we're not done, okay? Now, hang on a second, Claire, roll it back. Claire's my little operator back there. Okay, now we're going to look at T.J. Lang right here. Okay, now watch what he does to a would-be tackler. He, too, is on the ground. Okay, we're 3 for 3 on this play. And when you see guys playing like that in the fourth quarter of a losing effort, you know what? We're going to be okay in the long run. All right? Frankie! Here we are back with Mike Daniels. Mike, something about your game that is really one of your positives. You play with leverage. Could you talk about that? Is it something you think about, or does it just come naturally for you?
It really does come naturally because I'm, you know, shorter than everybody else. But
low man
does win, so I'd say it's definitely a positive. But it's something that was drilled into me while I was at Iowa by my defensive line coach. He definitely made sure that we play with leverage. If you got high, if you stood up tall, you really, really, I mean, he made sure you knew you were doing the wrong thing. So he just demanded the best out of us, and I really have to attribute that to my training back in college.
All right, coming up, we'll have questions for Mike from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Don't go away.